morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Roy Marshall over Lewis Way. Good morning to you, Roy.
Good morning. Hold on.
Well, we want to talk about some things going on at Hitchcock House. Of course, it's open for the season, but in addition to the times we can tour, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, you have some special programs coming up, and you have one right away on Sunday, June 9th. So tell us about that program, Roy.
Yes, that'll be at 2 o'clock, June 9th, this coming Sunday. And the group we're having is called Witness. It's a woman's quartet from Council Bluffs. We had them last year. They really went over well. They're really talented, a talented group. They, I think, started together about 20 years ago. They were singers in the church choir and then formed their own group. And they do, as the name would apply, some gospel, but they'll go everywhere. They did some contemporary music last year, some pop songs from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, some patriotic music. We'd ask people to bring lawn chairs set up on the lawn at Hitchcock House, some nice shade trees there. And if it should be raining, and we hope it won't be, but if it should be, we've got the barn. So the program will take place, rain or shine, and there's no charge.
Okay. Yeah. So, Roy, yes, we hate to say the word rain, but it's good to have a backup plan these days, and so you can be inside for sure. So back to this group a little bit. They've traveled a lot. Rally for President Bush, the return of the 168th Infantry Battalion from Afghanistan. They've been around. They obviously are very popular.
They did those that you mentioned. They did the 2002 Olympia Torch Run music for that. We're really fortunate to have them. They're good, and that keeps them busy. And they do a lot of park concerts in the Omaha Council Bluffs area.
Uh-huh. Do you know, I see they have recorded some CDs. Do you know if they'll have those for sale? Or is that a question?
They did. I assume they probably will, Yvonne, but I don't know that for a fact. They were available last year, so
okay.
I imagine so.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little more about Hitchcock House in general. Why would people want to come visit Hitchcock House?
Well, it's a historic site. Reverend Hitchcock, I think most of your listeners are aware of the historic significance of the Underground Railroad and Reverend Hitchcock, who built his stone house on the hill overlooking the East Nishnabotna, became the station for the Underground Railroad. We give tours there through the summer months, Tuesday through Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m., there's a gift shop and there's a restored barn. It's a nice destination. We get a lot of traffic and we're glad of it.
Yeah, and sometimes our local folks have not been to something local, but they really ought to be there because there are people come from all over the world.
Oh, there are. Yes, it's amazing, and a lot of school groups come through too. But it's amazing where some of the people come from. They've heard of it from who knows where, but we get a lot of visitors there, and there's a lot of interest in that. That was just a fascinating era of Iowa dealing with the issue of doing what individuals thought was right and the right thing to do, and conflicting with the law of the land at the time. And it was a very interesting era in Iowa history. And we'll have a program coming up in August that we'll get into that. A fellow named David Conan will be here. That's August 18th at 2 o'clock. Conan is a historian. He's a writer, a researcher. He's the historical interpreter at the Living History Farm. His specialty, something that he's really focused on, is Iowans and the Civil War. He gave a lecture last year on Iowans who joined the Confederacy. Hmm. And he'll be here this summer to do one on a fellow named Josiah Grinnell. Grinnell was from New England and came to Iowa with a purpose. He founded, was co-founder of Grinnell, and was an abolitionist, a staunch Republican, and a supporter of Lincoln and associate of John Brown. So that'll be another good program that we're looking forward to. And that, again, is August 18th, also at 2 o'clock. It'll be in the barn.
And your programs, I believe, are typically on a Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have three this summer, and they'll all be on a Sunday.
Okay, and so let's talk about the middle one. We've talked about June, and we talked about August. Let's talk about July.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this one. These girls are very local, and they're very talented. The Schmidt sisters, Kelsey and Haley, they're originally from Lewis. They both studied music at Iowa State University. Kelsey is the music instructor for the K-12 school in Stanton, and Haley is the elementary music teacher at Griswold. And they're a couple of talented girls. I imagine we've got people listening who have children, grandchildren, whatever, who studied music under these girls. And they probably heard concerts and music programs taught by the one of the Schmidts, but haven't heard them, and I have a chance to do that. They'll do some bluegrass. One of them plays the ukulele, the other the mandolin. And they're also all over the place. They'll go from bluegrass to a flute duet, and some Broadway music. They'll be at 4 o'clock. I'm sorry, 4:30 on the 21st of July. And I hope people will circle that date on their calendar.
Okay, and change the time to 4:30 instead of 2. That one's a little later.
Right, they're at 4:30.
And
it's a little later. And
yes,
go ahead.
Well, is there something that goes along with that?
There is. There'll be a meal with it. I don't believe the menu has been finalized yet, but it's probably going to be a pulled pork sandwich or made right with chips and a drink. We've got a board member that does a heck of a job with pulled pork, and we had that last year, and I know it. And it's there's no charge for any of this. It will ask for a free will donation to help keep Hitchcock House going, but there is no charge.
Okay, no charge for the programs, but I believe there is a fee if you want to take a tour of the house. Is that correct?
There is, yes. That's a $5 fee for a tour, and as we said, they're Tuesday through Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. I think the last tour starts at 4:30.
Okay. And I know my experience with the tours and the tour guides is that they have much interesting information. They really kind of make all of that come alive and can answer questions. And if you haven't done the tour with the tour guide, I put that on your list of summer things to do. And it's great to bring visitors. That's, you know, I brought my sister and some of her friends, and they were amazed. They still talk about their tour of Hitchcock House. So it's a good tour. So
I have relatives from out of state, and we make it a point to take them there when they're back. And it is something. The history is great, and the view up there is something, and there's a walking trail. A lot of people don't go through these old barns and get into the houses, the furniture, the furniture of the time, and it's a good tour, and we've got some wonderful tour guides that know what they're doing.
You bet. We're visiting with Roy Marshall, who's on the board for Hitchcock House. And Roy, as we end, let's remind folks of what's happening this Sunday.
Okay, this Sunday is Witness. It's a women's quartet from Council Bluffs. They'll be at Hitchcock House playing in the lawn, unless heaven forbid. But we will have the barn in case it should be rainy. But they're going to be there at 2 o'clock. Bring your lawn chair and come early. There's no charge. This will be a good time.
All right. Thank you very much, Roy Marshall. And we'll probably be talking to you again as we come closer to those other programs. Until next time, here's a thought from, did you have something you need to add?
No, I was just going to thank you.
Okay. This is a thought from Charles Dickens. Electronic communication will never be a substitute for the face of someone who with their soul encourages another person to be brave and true.